We are time traveling back to 1968 and years before that. This evening on the Cheers of the Gods Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. Our theme is called Rock or Bust plus Real Jazz with Hank Fonts. And what we are doing in this episode is playing you some deep cuts from my favorite hard rock band to go run into, AC/DC. Particularly some deep cuts from their 2014 album Rock or Bust. And then we are mixing that up with some jazz music that legendary WMFO Hank Fonts liked. And then even more special is an episode of Hank Fonts' Real New Orleans from his WGBH radio show when he was the big time. Yeah, WGBH radio back in 1968. And we just heard a good portion of his March 2nd, 1968 episode of Real New Orleans. A Hank Fonts who was just 45 years old then. And I knew him when he was a good deal older. He passed away in 2013 at age 90. And that first half of the Real New Orleans, you heard him talk about Kid Thomas Valentine and playing a bunch of his music. We're going to be hearing the second part of that radio show within the radio show in this second hour of my Tears of the Gods sound collage. But first, we're going to hear another set of me mixing up some AC/DC with some jazz music that Hank Fonts loved. And most particularly in this next set, we're going to be hearing two songs by the remarkable Valida Snow, an incredibly talented African-American jazz musician and entertainer who was considered the second best trumpet player by none other than Louis Armstrong. And in the next set, we're also going to be hearing from Wingy Minone and Jelly Roll Morton. How could you not love a musician named Jelly Roll? Particularly this song that we're going to be hearing from him. It's called Mr. Jelly Lord. And that set all begins imminently with Valida Snow and hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage.
Trumpet and rhythm, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? I've got a brand new song to go with them, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? Set your tempo, not fast, not slow. Ready, let's go. Everybody swing, say, I got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm. I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? Got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready, so help me. Hi, 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 ho, ho, won't you swing with me? I've got a brand new song to go with them, and I'm ready to swing. Now set your tempo, don't want it fast, don't want it slow. Ready, let's go forward, everybody swing with me. Hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, 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 ho, ho, won't you swing with me? Thank you.
Tonight, dear?
Well, I was thinking of something different, like I wanted you to portray a little girl.
Some pink panties.
Gosh, so, those are cute.
Yeah, so I think we'll have a nice evening, dear.
Okay, I'll go put these on.
Driving in my car, I'm heading for the local.
No, no. Well, put your dress down. God, you have to act like a little lady, you know.
Please play with me.
No, I'm busy.
I don't want my mammy. I don't need a friend. My heart is broken. It won't never mend. I ain't much caring, but just where I'll end. But I must have that man. I'm like an oven who's crying for heat. He treats me awful each time that we meet. It's just unlawful how that boy can cheat. But I must have that man. He's hot as Hades, ladies, not safe in his arms when she's kissed. I said kissed, but I'm afraid that I'm Rudolph. Maybe I'm cooled off his lips. Of course I'd never be missed. I need that person more worse than just bad. I'm half alive and he's driving me mad. He's only human, and if he's to be had, I must have that man.
Around the countryside. Wasn't long ago I was in my teens, and we played that way, right out in New Orleans.
When the wagon stopped, put the tailgate down, watch the band parade all around his town. Give that trombone man room to move his slide, and we'll sing and play round the countryside. Wasn't long ago, boy, just the other day, that they played the same in Savannah, GA.
Please play with them.
We're listening to Rock or Bust plus Real Jazz with Hank Fonce here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are bringing you a radio show within a radio show. And this episode, as we do some time traveling back to March 2nd, 1968, and even decades before that, we're playing you a bunch of jazz music. In particular, New Orleans jazz music, plus deep cuts from Australian hard rockers AC/DC. We began that set with the incredibly talented Vlita Snow. She played not just trumpet, but several other instruments, and Louis Armstrong kindly called her Little Louis, saying she was the second best trumpet player after himself. And then we heard Jelly Roll Morton and his song, Mr. Jelly Lord. Then it was another deep cut from AC/DC's 2014 album Rock or Bust, Rock the Blues Away. And then once again, Vlita Snow, I Must Have That Man. And then Wingy Minone, another Hank Fonce favorite, another trumpet player who unfortunately lost his right arm in a streetcar accident when he was just 10 years old. And that's where his nickname Wingy came from. But he very effectively learned how to play trumpet, and he used a prosthesis so naturally and unnoticeably that most people didn't even know that he had that disability, that he was missing an arm. And then we finished off with AC/DC's single from Rock or Bust, Play Ball. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Jack Marshall with a nice jazz orchestra and plenty of different sounds going on in this. This is, of course, the theme to the Munsters TV show, which I found this incredible version on Ultra Lounge, Volume 13, TV Town. I also wanted to mention that, you know, living as we do in the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash, or they'll go into the landfill, and then you'll go off and you'll buy a replacement for whatever it was that broke. But that can actually waste money and time for you, as well as harming the environment. You know, a simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks, and mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, there are websites like iFixit.com that publish high-quality detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before you responsibly dispose of it as e-waste, of course, it's a good idea to first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Because, you know, often enough, that'll do the trick. It's worked for me for many MP3 players. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it. Could save you both money and time. Just search the internet for instructions, like how to fix my whatever. And remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Educational Radio. So right now, we are going to return to March 2nd, 1968. And our concluding radio show within the radio show, here is Hank Fonts in part two of Real New Orleans Jazz.
Our next Kid Thomas number was also made during the summer of 1960, but with a somewhat different personnel. Tom was on trumpet, of course, and Louis Nelson on trombone, and Sammy Penn was on drums. But Paulo Barnes was on clarinet in place of his brother Mealy, and Emmanuel Paul was in on tenor sax. Also, George Gano was added on banjo. This one's dedicated to that fine and gracious lady, Mrs. Thomas Valentine. Kid Thomas and his Algiers Stompers play Maggie. Thomas and his Algiers Stompers. In 1963, Billy and Dee Dee Pierce recorded with a full band in New Orleans, and quite a session it was. Dee Dee was on cornet, Louis Nelson was on trombone, George Louis on clarinet, Billy Pierce on piano and vocal, Papa John Joseph on string bass, and Alfred Williams on drums. Here's Love Song of the Nile. We'll be right back. D.D. Pierce in 1963. On March 16th, 1966, D.D. Pierce fronted a recording band at Preservation Hall after being refused the use of another local building because of the color line. D.D. was on cornet, Jim Robinson on trombone, George Lewis on clarinet, young Lars Ettergren from Sweden was on piano, Chester Zadis on string bass, and Alex Bagard on drums. D.D. also sang a few numbers that day, and one of them was When Your Hair Is Turned to Silver. At Preservation Hall, New Orleans. Emma Barrett has long been one of the most inner-reaching of all New Orleans piano players, as well as one of the city's most compelling vocalists. Emma's been around a long time, having played her first jobs back before 1920. Her health has not been good these last 2 years, and it's been feared for many months now that she might never play again. However, she's taken a turn for the better recently, and I'm sure that this has been most welcome news to all who have heard her in person or on records. For a person of her slight structure, it's amazing to realize the power she gets into her piano playing and singing. The most important thing for her, of course, is to recover from her illness. But knowing how much her music means to her, it'd be a grand and glorious thing if Sweet Emma could return to her beloved jazz. It was during the winter of 1961 that Emma Barrett made the first records with her own band. Percy Humphrey was on trumpet, Jim Robinson on trombone, Willie Humphrey on clarinet, Emmanuel Sales on guitar, Emma herself on piano and vocal, McNeil Brough on string bass, and Cy Frazier on drums. How's this for a St. Louis blues?
Thank you.
Sweetema Barrett. May she return to health and music. Well, next Saturday night, the same time, we'll be hearing the Crescent City Dance Bands of Paul Barberin, George Lewis, and Kid Sheik, plus the marching brass bands of the late John Casimir and the still hale and hearty Percy Humphrey. This is Hank Font stating most proudly, this is New Orleans Jazz.
thanks so much for listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. As I hope it's been a bit that way for you this evening, with our theme of rock or bust plus real jazz with Hank Fonts, where we honored that most eloquent of WMFO DJs who had a long career here on WMFO. An unpaid career, that is, as all of us DJs here are doing this because we love it. Yes, we had a radio show within a radio show. Hank's March 2nd, 1968, WGBH, Saturday night, Real New Orleans radio show. Thanks again to Ron Herault, a friend of his, for providing me with CD copies of four high-quality archive recordings from 1968 and 1967. I won't go over that last set because Hank did such a great job describing that and talking about Kid Thomas and Billy and Dee Dee Pierce. But what he didn't mention was we closed out things with one very rare instance, one of actually three instances, where Angus Young played slide guitar on his Gibson SG. That was Stormy Mayday from Black Ice. And right now we are closing things out with Jeff Beck and a live version of his Freeway Jam performed with the Jan Hammer Group. I recently bought a collection of five CDs, and let me tell you, this is a great album. The sounds that Jeff Beck can get out of his guitar, and the Jan Hammer Group does a great job of backing him up and getting their own crazy sounds. So I hope you can join me again next Friday. I think we're going to be having a theme of cats, because the birthday of my two cats, twin brother and sister, that's coming up, and they are no longer with me, Miso and Shiitake, but their influences on me every day, and their love too. So stay tuned for Savoir Faire and some great 80s music with songs from the Squid Pod only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of...